impact has been very, very positive. And obviously, it's able to bring out the anger that people experience when it comes to those that are in positions of leadership and how they tend to eliminate themselves and the various allowances. But the other beauty of this campaign as well, the online campaign, is that it has brought out a lot of information that ordinarily we wouldn't get to see. So one way or the other, you realize that the members of the public are able to trust particular individuals and whistleblow and give them particular information. And again, I think it also further shows that even those that are within the system are able to see, but they don't have an avenue to vent out their anger. So they have used the online campaign to bring out as much information as possible to show the inequalities and the excesses of those that are in positions of power.
This is not the first campaign about funds. There was one about potholes around the city and other issues. Yeah. What do you attribute to success? Because other people have protested and the government didn't allow them. So is online the safest way to do it now?
I think for me, two ways. We talk of success when you see people coming out and attacking those that are leading the campaign. When you see the PROs of probably like Parliament coming out and defending, that actually shows that the allegations, well, are credible, not credible, but the fact that they're able to respond to them, that actually shows or demonstrates a degree of success. Because otherwise, if a campaign is not successful, you just ignore it. But there's been a lot of hitting back at quite a number of activists that have come out online and tried to give information. So for me, we look at that as a success. And also, as long as information is out there, again, it is a success. People are able to see how exactly their leaders behave the moment our leaders go into public offices. How do they abuse or, you know, use their power? So I think for me, that the success on my part is the fact that the public now has information and they're equipped with any kind of information to help them to know the kind of leaders that they have.
Do you find it interesting that in this case, in this particular campaign, some of the leaders can't deny what they're being accused of?
It is interesting they can't deny because the facts speak for themselves. But also, what we are seeing is not new. It is a precedent that was already set by previous speakers, by previous parliaments. When we talk of the amount of money that we see people giving themselves, trust me, this is not new. What has changed are the amounts of money that these people are giving each other. And I remember, I think when I used to be in civil society, one of the things we kept on advocating for was the same things that we are seeing now. So when some of them cannot deny, it isn't surprising that some of them cannot deny, because if a precedent has been set. And again, they also know that after some time, this campaign is going to go down and we shall probably jump on something else.
Do you think it will have an impact? Will it lead to some change?
No, I don't think it's going to change, because like I said, there isn't anything new under the sun that we have not seen. Such campaigns have come out. And, you know, we have a breed of leaders that do not really care. They will not resign, because that is not, they will not resign, they will not step down. No action will be taken against them, because, again, that is a precedent that we have seen or experienced, or even the predecessors of those that we are castigating right now. Similar things happen, but, you know, nothing happened. So we don't expect anything different. And, of course, in Uganda, we don't have that culture of stepping down. I mean, you've seen what has happened. I mean, there are quite a number of grand corruption cases that we have seen. Have we seen anyone step down? No. Have we seen the president taking action? No. We've seen the president on a number of occasions coming out and promising to take action, but no action has ever been taken. So even with this, despite the fact that we see a lot of public anger and outcry coming out, personally, I don't really see anyone stepping aside or anyone resigning.